That was like me in the fourth grade. I had this guy sit behind me. The railroad track, the old P&N railroad up there in Greer, run right down behind their house. We were all poor back then, but his family was really poor. But Don had been out there trying to hitch a ride on that train. Something happened. He got one of his eyes put out. But he sat right behind me in class in the fourth grade. And he broke out a bag of beech nut chewing tobacco. He put him a mouthful in, and I could smell it sitting in front of him. Man, that stuff smelled good. I looked back there, I said, Don, can I have some of that? He handed me the bag, and I got me a handful out, throwed it in there, and I started chewing. And Miss Vaughn, my teacher, said, Walt, are you chewing gum? And I swallowed. They had to take me home and told my mother she needed to get me to the doctor. I had the flu. Boy, I was puking green. Yeah, I swallowed tobacco.
Got their ticket, and
Yeah, you need to get that foot checked out and get that tetanus shot if you ain't had one within the last 5 years. And I've got to turn the porch light on. Oh, I got my ringer cut off on my phone because I was using it for echo link. And my daughter's done called to see where I'm at. So with that, I'll say 7-3, Chad. I enjoyed talking to you. Anybody else in there sticking around?
Where he's sick.
Who I am, KK4JBQ. I'm still here, Walt. I've really enjoyed your net, or your round table tonight. I won't hold you. Everybody needs to sleep. So you have a real good evening, and you're still in my prayers, Walt. KK4JBQ.
JBQ, K4, OIM. I appreciate you sticking around, Larry. And really, I do appreciate the prayers. The night I had that stroke and fell out the door out in the yard in the rain and all, I laid out there from, I think it was about 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. I was monitoring the hurricane net on 7.269 when Hurricane Irma was coming through Puerto Rico and all to see if I could handle any traffic. That's when the back door of my camper flew open. I went back there and all at once had that stroke and fell out there. I laid out there in the yard from 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning to about 8 o'clock the next morning when my daughter went back there to get me up. She hollered for me and I didn't get up for breakfast. And she opened my bedroom door and wasn't there. And she found me out there in the yard. Larry, I laid there, I don't know, I'd say an hour or two. I was paralyzed from my neck down, laying on my back. And I was laying there looking up into the sky, and the rain poured in my face, the cold rain. And I kept turning my head side to side, thinking I was drowning. And you talk about doing some praying. I was brought up in church. I done some praying. And finally, God put the feeling back in me, down to my waist, and I got to where I could roll over on my stomach. And I used my elbows to crawl, I don't know, about 20 feet back to the front door of my shack, because it was about a foot off the ground, where the back door was about 5 to 6 foot off the ground. And I crawled, got my elbows and got up in here and was laying in the floor when she came down here and found me and got me to the hospital. And all the promises I made to God laying out there, I think I've kept them all. I just need to find me a good church to get into now. After my wife and I separated, she wouldn't give me a divorce, and I told her, I said, I don't need it. I'll just wait on you to die. And I did. But I went down there about 2 months before she died, and she apologized to me for everything she had put me through. I mean, I love that woman, and she just fooled around with my best friends. And before that, she and I were in church every time the doors was open. And I, back then, I played guitar. I used to play in bands in every bar around. I even played opening for the Marshall Tucker Band every time they came around Spartanburg, Greenville, Charlotte, Atlanta. And I promised God that once I got saved, I'd quit playing in the bands and just play for Him. And but boy, this stroke put an end to that. I can't use my fingers on my left hand. But I believe in the prayers and what God can do, because I've come a long way from laying out there that night paralyzed from my neck down. So when I say I appreciate the prayers, Larry, I really mean it from the bottom of my heart. Man, I got up on that and forgot you called W2MJB. Anyhow, K4OIM, back to you, Larry.
You just can't remember that.
Waltz, normally I don't, when I send a prayer up, it's in earnest. It's out of care, concern, and a genuine love for my fellow man. I can't say that about everybody. I wish I could. Maybe someday I will. But normally I don't expect to hear any answers. I don't expect to see any results or outcomes. I think we should just communicate the heart and let that be. So this is a very special thing for me to have done a small thing and to hear that to hear that it's appreciated. Prayer is a marvelous opportunity. Not many people take advantage of it. Some people don't believe in it. And if you don't believe in things that you can't see, I don't know, you got some learning to do. I believe in things that I can't see, that I'll never hear the end of. But I earnestly want the best outcome for you. Keep looking for that church. Well, we in another context, we say there is strength in numbers. So the strength of prayer is multiplied. If anybody has heard me express, I know some people have, that I'm offering prayers for you. Maybe there's a multiplication going on there that I'm not even going to be aware of. It don't matter. And there are people who think I'm foolish, and that don't matter. I know who I'm talking to. Not intimately, you understand. There's still mysteries about our Creator that I will not know until I leave here. So what little has been shown me is that I am simply a child, no matter. A couple of months back, I turned 70. I still feel like a child inside. And I know I'm a child who will always be listened to. That's the confidence that I have. And that's the kind of church that you want to seek out. People who still want to find ways to acknowledge the Creator for what He gives us every day, the breath of life. Every day is worthwhile. I do wish you all the best, Walt, and I wish you a good night's rest. There's a lot of healing that goes on when we lay at rest.
When I go to bed, I lay there and pray. And then I, in the morning when I wake up, I thank God for waking me up. But you're talking about believing in things you can't see. Right after I got saved and was in church, I was laying there in bed one night, and I said, God, I'm studying the Bible. I was brought up in church. But show me a sign that you are real. And I closed my prayer out, and I was laying there with my wife beside me. And I looked down at the foot of the bed, and it looked like the sun came up. I compared it. I told my preacher about it. I compared it with Moses looking at the burning bush. It was so bright, I could not look at it. I kept turning away. I mean, it seemed like it was there for eternity. And the next morning, my wife said, what was wrong with you last night? I said, what do you mean? She said, you lay there and all you could say was praise God. Praise God. He showed me. I don't know why he chose me of all the people. It's wanted proof. He showed me that he was real. I'll never, ever forget that. That's why I don't fear dying. I know God is real. And I know my heart's right with God. And I'll turn to dust. We came from dust, I'll return to dust. So, yeah, your prayers are appreciated, Larry. So I'm going to have to get up there. I know my daughter's worried about me. And I'm going to have to cut the switches off and get up there and let her know I'm all right. So W2MJB K4OIM, I'll be clear on your final, Larry.
Well, thank you, Walt. Lastly, I'll just wish you a peaceful, nice rest. It'll be awfully good for you. This was a good thing you did tonight. Maybe we only had one ham who had many questions. Maybe another night we'll have many hams with a few questions. Who knows? But it was a good thing, and I was proud to be here. Have yourselves a good night's rest, and I don't think it's wrong to ask that that you pray for me. We all need one another's prayers. K4OIM, KK4JBQ. Good night.
KK4JBQ, I got your call sign right that time, Larry. I hadn't wrote it down here on my legal pad. It's in my logbook over there, and I done put it away when I closed the net out. Yeah, I'll keep you in my prayers, and you keep me in yours. So with that, I'll say 73s and get my flashlight out and call my daughter and tell her if I ain't there in 1 minute to send my grandson hunting me. 73, Larry. Good talking to you.